Well, I'm guessing if you like basketball, then you had to enjoy that. I thought that was a very well-played game by two very good teams. And we obviously are extremely happy to have come out on the long end of it. Our guys kept grinding and kept fighting. And finally, I don't know if fatigue or if it was just the fact that Shane Foster just kept making one unbelievable shot after another. But anyway, we finally got them slowed down. Zone, I think, hurt them a little bit late. And but they're really a good team. That was a fun game to coach in and a hard game to prepare for with one day, because that's a team that keeps coming at you. And but you know, I look at the defensive numbers and you know that you can say they scored 88, but we held them under 42%, 33% from three. You know, there are some good numbers there for us. There were just a lot of possessions. I think we even made the officials tired. And but we're really pleased with the win, and I'm really proud of our team to be able to go through the non-conference portion of the schedule undefeated. That really is an awesome thing.
What questions do you feel like may have been answered today about your team, and maybe publicly or in your own mind, or were there any that were?
I don't have a lot of questions. I know what the questions are, and we I know the things that we need to get better at, but I also know the things that we are good at. And if you can throw up 61.5, then offensively that probably means you're okay, especially when you turn it over. Well, I guess we only turned it over only 8 times in the second half. But you have to understand things with numbers, because there are so many more possessions in our game because of how fast the game is. And the number of points that people score really is irrelevant to me. I would much rather win the game 90-80 than I would 50-40. Much rather. And we're going to win more games 90-80 because of the way we play. But there are indicators: defensive field goal percentage, percentage of offensive rebounds, three-point field goal percentage for opposing three-point field goal percentage. There are a number of indicators: how many turnovers we force, their points per possession, a lot of things that we look at to give us what we consider to be very accurate gauges of how we're playing. I don't like that we turn the ball over 20 times. I don't like that. I was coached by old school coaches, and I'm a little bit old school in that way myself. I really want us to value the possession of basketball, but again, that's another number that's going to go up a little bit, albeit 20 is too high. I don't care. That number is going to go up a little bit as fast as we play.
Coach, can you talk about the work of Jermaine Beal, giving you by far his best offensive day of the season?
Well, Tom Richardson leaned over to me towards the end of the game, and he said, "I knew we were going to need a third score," and he said Jermaine was it. But you know, I thought that I thought Keegan Bell in the second half was a big key to our momentum. Darshawn McClellan filled in for Ross on a day where Ross didn't play very well and didn't play very much, but Darshawn came in and just gave us a great night, a great game. But I thought Keegan's spark in the second half was real big. And so our bench was not very productive two nights ago. I thought they were extremely productive today.
Is this good game prep going into the SEC?
Yeah, that's really a good team. They're really a good team, I think. And I thought so on film, and I think my players really think so right now, even though they believe me when I told them before we played. But this is a great game, provided that we can get our legs back underneath us before Wednesday.
Coach, this sounds like from what you're saying, this that's winning the season so far.
You know, it's hard to judge best wins and worst losses and things like that, because the best win is the one that happens today, and the worst loss is the one that happens today for us, because it's just how it feels. But We're happy with it. That'll, in my opinion, that will be an NCAA tournament team. They'll play in the NCAA tournament, and so it was really a good win. Whether or not how the other teams do, how they're going to do from here on, I don't know. But it was a huge win for us because we wanted to finish this non-conference thing off right.
Kevin, down 13 in the first half, and you went on a 14-0 run. What did you feel like sparked that?
Well, we started getting stops, and we started trapping their ball screens. We went to the zone, and we felt like that got them out of rhythm a little bit in the first half. And then we went back man and started trapping them. And we created some turnovers and some fast shots, and we were able to come up with the loose balls and rebounds. And then, obviously, better things happened for us on the other end. So it was just a matter of getting stops. In the first 10 minutes of the game, we didn't get any. They were scoring kind of at will. And the second 10 minutes, I thought we did a much better job defensively in the first half.
4 years into it, have you figured out what Shane's range is? How far is too far?
You know, I yelled at him the other night for taking one that was too far out. How about that? What an idiot. me, I'm talking about, not Shane. I'd hate for that to – hate for you guys to say that I called my best player an idiot. He's a great player. He's playing he's playing unbelievably. I don't even want to talk about it. It's remarkable how he's played, and he started cramping up in the second half, he's a terrific player, and he's been doing it for 4 years, and he's still doing it, and I'm really happy for him because there's not a more devoted guy to this team than Shane Foster. Now, I mean, there is not a better team guy than Shane. Shane is a team guy, and you're always happy when you're the coach to see those guys do well.
How does that UMass compare to your previous opponents?
Well, the team that they most remind me of is probably Wake Forest, just because of the speed that they play at. With their point guard is so fast, Lowe is so fast, especially with the ball, that he puts enormous pressure on your defense to get back, and that's what that's kind of what Wake's point guards do. They put a lot of pressure on your conversion defense, and so, I can't compare them. I know this; they're as good as anybody we've played, in my opinion. I think they're a very very good team, and they provided us all we could deal with tonight.
Do you have questions for Coach?
Kevin, at one point we looked up and you had Beagle, Red, and Keegan out there at the same time. Was that by design or what?
That's not a lineup that we play very often, but Shane needed a break, and Jermaine had been sitting there for a while, and I thought he was playing pretty well. It's not many plays we can run with that lineup when we got all three of our point guards in there at the same time because, it's... But at that moment, we thought that was our five best players, and the most important thing was to have our five best players in the game, given the chain needed a break.
How did you feel like they played?
I thought they did fine. We couldn't play zone because Beal doesn't know the bottom part of the zone, so we were forced to play man. But that was the only thing I didn't like because I wanted to stay in the zone.
Coach, obviously, AJ's family doesn't get a chance to see him play very often. To have them able to watch him and to see him perform and
Well, I'm just happy that they're here. They're such nice people, and I'm happy for him. For him to get 25-11, that's a pretty good night. How about that? That's the first time his name's come up. So that's a pretty good night when you can make it through the entire press conference and nobody talks about you, and you had 25 points and 11 rebounds. And he's a terrific player. They're a wonderful family. The people around here, our fans. If they could get to know them, would find out that they're just really beautiful people, and they've raised a terrific son, and he's one heck of a basketball player.
All right,
thank you.
Guys.